This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Tomorrow is a simultaneously big day in the apparently disparate worlds of psychiatry and book publishing. Let me explain for a minute. The fifth edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual goes on sale in the morning, DSM-5 to those in the know. It's basically the Bible of the mental health profession, and it moves a whole lot of money. It affects which mental illnesses insurance covers, who gets admitted to special needs programs, you get the idea. And as such, there is no shortage of controversy, which pretty much guarantees it's going to be a bestseller. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from the Health Desk at WHYY.
Before I get to DSM-5, here's a couple of facts about DSM-4. It's 19 years old, and it still brings in $4 to $5 million a year.
It appears to meet a need for many, many people.
It meets a need for the American Psychiatric Association, too, says Dr. James Scully, a financial one. Scully is CEO and medical director of the APA, which publishes the manual. And with 150,000 pre-orders, the DSM-5 is a hot seller.
We may do a second printing more quickly than we had originally thought.
At $199 for the hardcover, $149 for paperback, that's more than $20 million in sales right there. It costs the APA $25 million to produce the book. The DSM is so popular because it's widely considered the book for doctors to define and diagnose mental illness in the U.S.
The DSM franchise has become an enormously profitable publishing enterprise.
Dr. Alan Francis chaired the team that created the DSM-4. Francis is now a DSM critic with a book of his own, Saving Normal. He's concerned the latest manual includes new diagnoses that'll drive up healthcare costs. Francis also charges that financial pressures like dwindling membership are forcing the APA to treat the DSM like a cash cow, not a public trust.
I don't think that they're doing it for their own personal gain, but I think the association placed a lot of pressure on the people working on DSM-5 to get it out before its time.
Dr. Scully says the APA stands by the book.
If we were doing this just to make money, we'd do it more often than every 19 years.
Some doctors are boycotting the manual. Others just don't see a need to buy it. Sandra Steingard is the medical director at a community mental health center in Burlington, Vermont.
My advice to the agency is I don't think that's where our resources are best served.
The APA doesn't have much reason to worry right now. The DSM-5 has been on Amazon's top 100 bestseller list for more than a month. At last count, it's number 8. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.